This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over from Her Britannic Majesty's England. Paul is self-quarantining right now. He has the coronavirus. I'm joking. But that's coming up. We're taking a few calls here. Benny in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Hit me with the power of Benny.
Well, I just want to say that the timing of the coronavirus is very suspect. If you look at what China was able to successfully do with quelling their freedom uprising, now...
Are you saying a plastic banana is fake? Hell yes, the whole thing's been organized by them. The question is, how deadly is the virus? We know the hype's weaponized. We know the globals are behind it. But how deadly do you think the virus is, Benny?
I don't think it's that deadly. I think that what they're doing is causing fear and panic as a means to do the quarantine in the United States, I believe, is a...
No, I agree. They want to lock down the United States, and they'll use that crisis to run around and firebomb stuff. With lots of little meth head Antifa people.
Yeah, like the previous caller. But I think that the medical martial law, the timing of that would align pretty well with the upcoming election.
Oh, you're right. This whole thing is totally the next globalist move. But how do we take down the jabberwocky that went fluful as it went? How do we deal with that? Burbled as it went.
Yeah, I think you gotta get the supplements. You gotta strengthen your own immune system. You gotta not pay attention to the distractions. You know, get right with God, get right with your family, and not let anything scare you into living your life. You know, I mean,
beautifully said, Benny. I can talk to you for 10 hours, but I'm gonna get the next person's thinking on. Elaine in the beautiful state of Maine, which is evil that America even exists. There's even a state. I apologize that she even exists. In fact, it is calling. Elaine, thank you for calling. We've got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I'm a long-time listener and customer and New World Order fighter. And so I want to call in about what happened to me, a personal experience anyway. Back in October, I came down with something that, you know, I've never even come close to having before. And I believe now it was the virus.
Well, the good news is your body, thanks to the good Lord, defeated it.
And it wasn't just me that got it. I'm in my 60s, you know. And it wasn't just me. My son, who came over to help me out a little bit when I was sick in the beginning, he's half my age, and he came down with it.
There's a lot of really rough stuff. Yeah, that's what Steve Pacetti says. He says the virus has been there for 6 months. It's raging out of control. That's why they put the final test kits out that Bill Gates is sending out to create hysteria.
Well, actually, I had it the year before in 2018. And both times, last year and 2018, I had it in October. And I follow your show. I follow all the news and everything.
Don't you want to trust the little demon elf? Like, if you meet Satan, it looks like Bill Gates, because that is Satan. I mean, just look at that photo if you're watching on TV. That's a helper right there. I mean, obviously, he's here to help you.
The only thing I can think of is I might have contacted it from a restaurant that I went to that has a Chinese restaurant, actually, that they have people over from China on visas, and the owner, one of them, the owner goes over there. And that's the only thing I can think of.
Ma'am, we appreciate you from Maine. Elaine, great call. All right, Rob and Chris and Kyle and Joe and Waylon. A lot of cool names. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared, and that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that clean top the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there, 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Britannic Majesty's England, from the command base known as London, Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News and Band.Video.
And we are live here on Fourth Hour of the Show, and guess what we're going to be talking about? Yes, we're going to be talking about, surprise, surprise, coronavirus. But maybe from a different angle, maybe looking at it from the angle of South Korea and Singapore and what they've done to mitigate the spread of coronavirus. Because if you look at the numbers out of those two countries, and indeed out of China, if we are to believe that China is telling the truth, of course, you'd expect Singapore and South Korea to be more honest. It does look like this could be a massive hysterical panic that is being sold, as the MIT scientist said, who was on Alex's show recently, to manipulate financial markets and to sink the re-election of Donald Trump. We have an article up here on Summit.News. Singapore and South Korea numbers suggest coronavirus can be controlled. And there's a graph in there which shows the daily new cases of coronavirus infections out of South Korea. And if you look at it over the past 3 days, and this is what I point out in the article, by the way, the country's health minister in South Korea is now saying they've, quote, passed the peak of coronavirus infections and are now seeing a decline in cases. They had a massive response to it. They had gigantic testing, probably the biggest testing of potential coronavirus victims in the entire world, bar China. They had 50 deaths, but now the coronavirus cases are seemingly on the decline. March 7th, South Korea had 448 new recorded cases of coronavirus. On March 8th, it was 272. And on March 9th, yesterday, it was 165. Still waiting for the figures from today. But that suggests that in South Korea, it peaked towards the end of February, early March, and has been on the decline ever since. And again, this is a country that's carried out rigorous testing of potential coronavirus victims. So the argument that they're fudging the numbers or hiding the numbers or they haven't been able to test enough people doesn't really seem to hold weight. Similar story in Singapore. The World Health Organization, in between lambasting people for calling it the Wuhan virus, because that's now racist, you can't do that, in between lambasting people for stigmatizing the Chinese, because of course they literally came out 5 times and gave 5 different statements saying it's important how we talk about this. Well, they've praised Singapore over and over again, not for them using politically correct language, but for their response to the coronavirus, because as this article points out, despite the country recording 160 cases, there have been 0 deaths and 93 victims have already been discharged. And again, just like in South Korea, new cases of coronavirus in Singapore are on the decline. Then you look at China. Now we had today only 17, or in fact yesterday, only 17 new cases of coronavirus in Wuhan yesterday. or in fact, no, that's today's numbers, Tuesday, which is the lowest figure since China began publishing data. Can you trust the Communist Party of China's figures? Probably not. But going on what they've said, and AFP is reporting this as well, they're saying that in China, the tide has turned. President Xi Jinping saying the tide has turned. AFP reporting new infections, quote, dropping dramatically in recent weeks. Of course, we've been told here in the West for days and, in fact, weeks on end that there are going to be thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of coronavirus cases. But in those three countries, it seems like a corner has been turned. State media claiming the last of Wuhan's 16 makeshift hospitals, remember those new hospitals that they set up in a matter of days, the last hospital out of 16 in Wuhan has now been closed. And if that is the case, that does suggest that finally China is telling the truth and their draconian martial law quarantine measures did in fact work and coronavirus is, at least for now, on the decline. We're going to get into a story about how some people expect it to come roaring back in winter and they say it's going to be even worse in winter because there's a lot of evidence that suggests that it can't survive very well in warmer temperatures as we move towards spring and summer. But certainly in these three countries, and it's not just, by the way, the Communist Party of China saying it. We have a quote here from Alfred Wu, who is an associate professor at the National University of Singapore's Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy. He said, quote, "The outbreak has basically ended in China." And as I write in the article, these numbers won't provide much comfort to Italy, which has now gone under a total quarantine. We're going to get onto that here in a moment. And then we're going to talk about Russia. In fact, I'm going to get into Russia in the next segment because Russia is an example, as with Mongolia, as with some of these other countries, that closed most of their border very early. We're talking back towards the end of January and have been impacted by coronavirus far, far less than any other European, major European country in the case of Russia, with just 20 recorded coronavirus cases as of yesterday in Russia and zero deaths. But is it a hysteria being ginned up politically to try and take down Trump in the 2020 re-election? Well, that's certainly what an MIT scientist, who I believe he was on Alex's show back a few days ago, has said. Headline, MIT scientist claims coronavirus is a, quote, deep state fraud. This is Shiva Iyaduri, who claims to be the inventor of email. He's a PhD in biological engineering at MIT, or that's what his PhD was in. He's running as a Republican in the 2020 U.S. Senate race. He responded to President Donald Trump's claim that Democrats and the media are responsible for inflaming the coronavirus scare far beyond what the facts would warrant by saying that the panic has been overblown for political and economic reasons. He tweeted this quote, "As an MIT PhD in biological engineering who studies and does research nearly every day on the immune system," he's an expert in the matter, "the coronavirus fear-mongering by the deep state will go down in history as one of the biggest frauds to manipulate economies, suppress dissent, and push mandated medicine," of course, in light of that potential coronavirus vaccine coming out at some point later this year. As I point out in the article, we don't really know about the full scale of it in the U.S. because about 6,000, only 6,000 people have been tested in the U.S. for the coronavirus. In fact, Raheem Kassam, who has been on this show before, of course, went to CPAC, was around the same room in which that individual at CPAC, the conference a couple of weekends ago, contracted coronavirus. He documented how he tried to get a test in the U.S., tried to go to a hospital to get a test, and it was basically like wading through treacle. He finally got the test today, and they've told him that it's going to be 72 hours before he gets the results. So certainly the accusation that the tests have not been forthcoming seems to be dead on, but of course some people are blaming that on the CDC, not Trump himself. So we've got a big MIT scientist saying that it's completely overblown. We've got South Korea having tested at least 100,000 people, now basically have fought off the virus. But then across Europe, of course, we've got massively porous borders. Italy has recorded 1,000 plus new coronavirus cases every single day.
And of course, they've had to quarantine and lock down their entire country. You know, contrast with that with how Russia responded in the next segment. But of course, we continue to see price gouging. Headline up on Summit News, NYC hardware store selling hand sanitizer for $109 a bottle. If the stuff hits the fan, you're not going to be able to eat hand sanitizer. We've seen videos out of Australia, out of the UK, out of New Zealand, all these other countries, people squabbling over toilet roll. Well, now in yet another shameless act of price gouging, a hardware store in New York is selling bottles of hand sanitizer for $109 a pop. They're actually selling one at $79 a pop. That's still available. The one for $109 has now gone out of stock. The shocking prices are not deterring customers. The smaller bottles are flying off the shelf, and the bigger bottles have sold out. The employee told the New York Post, "Everyone who comes in the store buys them. We sold about 50 of those today." Of course, my main concern, if it does really hit the fan, would not be hand sanitizer. It would be basic food. You don't seem to be squabbling over them as much as they're squabbling over toilet roll. We're going to get into how Russia has responded in the next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms. forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
We're live and we continue to track the latest with the coronavirus. I put up an article last night on Summit.News headlined Russia. In January, coronavirus under control. Some kind of connection there. What do you think possibly could be with Russia with only 20 cases of the coronavirus now? Probably for the country. Of course, Singapore, last 3 days, coronavirus cases have dropped day by day. So basically less than 100 today, I think the latest numbers were. They've got it under control. Now, Russia, which closed its border ports back in January, at least most of them, has registered just 20 coronavirus cases, many of them Russians returning from Italy, and zero deaths. This is being tracked by the Moscow Times. At the end of January, Russia announced it had closed the entirety of its 2,600-mile border with China. Moscow also asked all returning citizens to self-quarantine and banned Chinese citizens from entering the country. The result of that is that Russia avoided the kind of panic that's gripped many of the European countries. Haven't seen any footage out of Russia of people squabbling over hand sanitizer or toilet roll. Compare that to Italy, of course, ruled by a government which is vehemently left-wing now, pro-open borders after they threw out Salvini back about 6 months ago. So Russia's got 20 coronavirus cases. Italy has over 10,000 today. I think they've surpassed 500 deaths. In fact, I think it's now up to 600 deaths in Italy. They've had to place the entire country under de facto quarantine because for the past 3-4 weeks, and in fact before that as well, of course they had people fleeing in and out of their porous borders, people fleeing to the south of the country before that quarantine was in place. Contrast that with Russia, which again, thanks to its strong border measures, only 20 coronavirus cases, most of them Russians returning from Italy, and most of those cases already fully recovered. Of course, zero people have died in Russia. You compare that to Germany, Spain, France, even the UK, which has escaped most of it up until this point. Russia has fared the best because it had the strongest border controls. I know also today, Mongolia, which closed its border at the same time that Russia did back at the end of January, only just recorded its first coronavirus case just today. Meanwhile, for the past 3 weeks plus, we've had European leaders repeatedly insisting that no border controls will be implemented. And of course, Russia firmly ignored the World Health Organization's demands that profiling be avoided in order to reduce stigmatization, because as we highlighted in another story last month, they actually had Moscow police and subway workers checking passengers believed to be Chinese. Yes, they actually dared profile Chinese people for signs of coronavirus. That actually led to, ridiculously, Beijing filing an official complaint, like they haven't imposed draconian quarantine measures themselves. And unlike other major European countries such as Italy, Germany, and France, whatever Russia is doing appears to be working, and Moscow certainly won't be making any apologies for being politically incorrect. So all the major countries that impose the strongest border controls the earliest have escaped the worst of the coronavirus epidemic, almost like border controls work. Meanwhile, in America, and I think this is still the same in the UK, we've still got people flying in from Italy, up until yesterday at least, to Heathrow, to Gatwick, to major airports in the United Kingdom, coming straight back into the country. They're not even testing them when they land at the airport. We have this story out of Summit News.
Airport says DHS is not screening people coming into US from coronavirus-stricken Italy or South Korea. The major airport in Atlanta has admitted that neither its own officials nor the Department of Homeland Security are screening travelers arriving from Italy or South Korea, two countries where the coronavirus has hit the hardest outside of China. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport announced that while the CDC has demanded screening of passengers from China and Iran, no such screening is taking place for those coming in from Italy or South Korea, because they claim those countries are doing exit screenings. Of course, they don't know the proficiency to which they're performing those exit screenings, particularly in Italy, which is completely overwhelmed at this point. So essentially, officials in the US are relying on the word of their foreign counterparts that sufficient screening is happening before people leave. So again, no tests in many major airports in both the United Kingdom and the United States from people arriving from those corona-hit countries. And this connects with another article, and we've got the video clip, which we'll play here in a second. Dr. Drew slams media for hurting people with coronavirus panic. This is not the first time that he's sounded the alarm bell, that the bigger problem is not the virus itself, but maybe the hysteria, the panic that we've seen plunge financial markets over the past week or so. Dr. Drew has once again spoke out regarding the media's handling of the coronavirus outbreak, urging that panic being generated is hurting people, and those spreading it should be held accountable. Here's the clip.
Because the press is continuing to spin it. So you've seen pandemics over the decades. Yeah. How does this one compare with everything?
A bad flu season is 80,000 dead. We've got about 18,000 dead from influenza this year. We have 100 from corona. Mm-hmm. Which should you be worried about, influenza or corona? 100 versus 18,000. Right. Okay, it's not a trick question. And look, everything that's going on with the New York cleaning the subways and everyone using Clorox wipes and get your flu shot, which should be the other message, that's good. Yeah. That's a good thing. So I have no problem with the behaviors. What I have a problem with is the panic and the fact that businesses are getting destroyed and people's lives are being upended, not by the virus, but by the panic. The panic must stop. And the press, they really somehow need to be held accountable because they are hurting people.
So where do you think the panic started? Like, what, besides the press, like, what was the impetus in terms of mass hysteria?
I saw it. There's a footage of me on a show called The Daily Blast Live a month ago going, shouldn't we be scared about this? And me going, no, there's going to be this potential for panic here. Shut up, everybody. Stop talking about it. I could see the panic brewing. And I could just see it the way the innuendo and every opportunity for drama by the press was twisted in that direction. Let me give you an example. So the World Health Organization is out now saying the fatality rate from the virus is 3.4%, right? Every publication from the WHO says 3.4%, and we expect it to fall dramatically once we understand the full extent of the illness. No one ever reports the actual statement.
Right.
They go 3.4%. That's 10 times more than the whatever. 5 times more than the flu virus. And, it's going to be a little more flu, probably.
So they have Dr. Drew once again speaking out about the panic whipped up by the media, which of course is Trump's angle on all this. Meanwhile, we have this story out of Sky News. Coronavirus worldwide peak will come next winter, scientific model predicts. They're saying that it's going to come back, and it's going to come back in force, even worse than it is now, next winter. Scientists are warning that even if coronavirus transmissions dip as we head into the spring and summer, such a reduction shouldn't be mistaken for an end to the outbreak. Instead, a reduction of cases during the summer should be seen as a precious opportunity to prepare for next winter, when a new model suggests the virus could infect 100 times more people. And in the next segment, I'm going to get into another article which talks about why there's been so few cases in Africa, and if that tells us something about how warm weather can play a massive impact in stopping the spread of the coronavirus, obviously, as we come up to spring and summer. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out. out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it. And I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are back talking about the coronavirus. It's not going to be the coronavirus show. We are going to talk about some of the subjects here coming up, including what's going on down at the border with Greece and Turkey. You heard Dr. Drew there before the break. Talking about coronavirus panic, is the hysteria worse than the virus itself? We've got speculation that warmer weather is going to defeat this to some extent. Then you've got other models that show it's going to come roaring back in winter. There's a headline here from Information Liberation. It says, Chinese study suggests coronavirus spreads slower in warmer climates. There's comparing official meteorological data with the locations of all coronavirus infections suggests the virus spreads fastest at 48 degrees Fahrenheit and drops off at higher temperatures, according to Chinese researchers. And they cite the South China Morning Post, coronavirus highly sensitive to high temperatures, but don't bank on summer killing it off. So they're suggesting that it does have an impact in dropping the rate of coronavirus infections, because Africa has been relatively untouched by the virus. 1 week ago, France 24 reported that health experts were puzzled by their low rates. Only three coronavirus, officially recorded coronavirus cases in Africa as of a few days ago. It's probably a few more now. But in comparison to the rest of the world, Africa has almost escaped the virus entirely. Meanwhile, Florida has 16 confirmed cases, but Governor DeSantis said Florida has not had community spread of the virus. So does the warmer temperature have an impact in stopping its spread? That's what is being asked. What's also being asked by MSNBC journalist David Gora, headline up here on Summit.News, MSNBC journalist claims calling coronavirus Wuhan virus is racist. Is it bigoted? Is it racist to refer to it as the Wuhan virus? Well, Jack Posobiec tweeted a list of other viruses that the world has experienced in the past few decades, including West Nile virus, Zika virus, Ebola virus, German measles, Spanish flu, Marburg virus, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Stockholm syndrome, Lyme disease, Wuhan virus. A lot of other viruses have been named after geographic locations, so to suggest it's racist to call it the Wuhan virus when that is, according to many people, the source, the origin of the coronavirus, not really racist, is it? And then also in this article, there's a video embedded where for weeks, and in fact now months on end, CNN and other mainstream media networks directly referred to it as the Wuhan virus. And in fact, Chinese news sources themselves have repeatedly referred to it as the Wuhan virus. But of course, the World Health Organization says that choosing the words that we use to talk about it is just as important as stopping the pandemic itself. Well, no, patrolling language isn't as important as stopping a global pandemic, I would argue. Meanwhile, AFP reports French mayor defends Smurf rally after outcry over virus. A small French town decided to hold a gathering of 3,500 people dressed as Smurfs this past weekend. Probably not the best idea, given that France is one of the worst hit countries in Europe now with the coronavirus. The gathering came a day before France banned all gatherings of more than 1,000 in a bid to contain the spread of the virus. And again, the day before that, they had a gathering of 3,500 people, because having 3,500 people dress up as Smurfs was obviously very crucial and important, despite the fact that coronavirus has infected 1,400 people and killed 25. Those numbers are probably even bigger now in France. We're going to move on now, because I don't want this to be the coronavirus show. We've talked about it the entire show. Let's talk about what's happening down at the border between Greece and Turkey, because, of course, what is it now? A couple of weeks ago, we had Erdogan come out, the leader of Turkey, the Islamist leader of Turkey, and basically he's trying to support the al-Qaeda jihadist rebels in Syria to depose the Syrian government, Bashar al-Assad. And because Russia has been interfering with that, once again, he opened the floodgates. He's basically a mafia boss now saying that he's going to remove his protection from those potentially millions of migrants flooding into Europe from the Middle East. Well, the Greeks are standing up to it, specifically the Greek people. Headline video, Greek farmer on tractor uses water cannon to repel migrants. Video out of Greece shows a farmer on a tractor using a water cannon to repel migrants who are trying to break through the border. They've been setting fire to the metal fencing down there on the border with Turkey so they can try and weaken it and sneak through the border. So this ingenious farmer got on his tractor and started spraying them all with water, not only to get them back away from the fence, but also to make the ground wet, making it harder for the migrants to start the fires. They've been burning down refugee centers. They've been beating up NGO workers who are trying to help the migrants illegally get across the border. Of course, we disavow that completely. But now the farmers are there in their tractors literally spraying the border and getting the migrants away from them, because again, they were completely subsumed by hundreds of thousands of these people from 2015 onwards, and it basically wrecked their country for a significant amount of time. They're taking measures against it, and we fully support them. Breitbart reports demanding more cash. Erdogan walks out of EU meeting over migrant crisis. The Islamist leader of Turkey walked out of his meeting with European Union officials after the two sides failed to reach an agreement on the migrant crisis at the Greek border Monday night. He had a meeting with EU officials in Brussels, Erdogan, and he demanded that the EU send more financial support in return for halting the flow of migration into the bloc. Bearing in mind, they already sent, what was it, $6 billion in aid in 2016 simply as mafia protection money for Erdogan to keep that promise to hold the migrants back. And it again goes back to the argument. We've been told in the West for the past 5 years that diversity is a strength, that we can absorb these millions and millions of migrants. Anyone who complains about it is a racist bigot, hates refugees. Meanwhile, Erdogan is literally using them as a weapon, literally using them as an intimidation tool for the EU to give him more money. Is diversity a strength? Doesn't really appear so, given that Erdogan's literally using them as a weapon. Meanwhile, Breitbart also reports, EU-funded Turkish armored vehicle rips down Greek border fence. Greek government has released a night vision video, which they claim shows a Turkish armored vehicle obtained through European Union funding. So they're actually using that protection blackmail money they got from the European Union to rip down the border and allow more of these migrants to cross. Video shows them trying to rip down border fencing and allow illegal migrants to penetrate the Greek border. A statement released with the video said it depicts a Turkish armored border surveillance vehicle which tries to pull down part of the border fence with a rope. That's according to the Greek newspaper Katamarini and the Associated Press. So they're literally using the money that was given to them by the EU to prevent the migrants from coming across, to help the migrants come across. That's Erdogan, that's the mafia boss, the Islamist boss of Turkey, who is so upset that he's losing the battle in Syria and that his jihadist rebel army are getting killed, that he's now using these migrants as a weapon and using European Union funding to do so. Another headline here, Greek government, only 4% of refugees reaching border are Syrian. Well, what a surprise, of course, throughout the 2015-16 migrant crisis. Again, we were sold the lie that these were Syrian refugees when that was a tiny proportion of them. Well, that once again is the case. Just 4% of the supposed refugees who have breached the Greek border in recent days are Syrians, according to the Greek government. And they did an analysis of this, found that 64% are from Afghanistan, 19% are from Pakistan, 2.6% Somalian. And in fact, the latest figures show that there are more coming across from North Africa, and just 4% of them are Syrian migrants or refugees. So they're not refugees. Once again, they're economic migrants trying to penetrate the border, trying to flee to those northern European welfare havens, trying to cause much of the problems that we've seen across Europe over the past 5 years.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, as people in Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom and elsewhere squabble over hand sanitizer and toilet roll, most people aren't prepared whatsoever for outbreaks like the coronavirus and other world destabilizing events. Of course, now the CDC itself is telling seniors to hoard supplies, basically have at least 2 weeks worth of supplies, food supplies in their homes to deal with the coronavirus if they can't go outside. We've seen video out of Italy today with health authorities with loudspeakers cruising around neighborhoods telling Italians to stay indoors and to only come outside if they're picking up medical supplies or seeing a doctor. Those people hopefully have some level of food security in their homes, have some level of storable food. And if you don't have that, now is there's no time like now to be stocking up on it, which is why we have the emergency survival foods still available at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, we've had massive demand, and that has caused some delays. There's an update here on the page at InfoWarsStore.com. It says, My Patriot Supply has opened two new food production facilities today, bringing their total to four food processing plants. So we will hopefully shortly have this food back in stock, but you can get on the waiting list. It could be up to 8 weeks, but it's worth getting on that waiting list for our InfoWars Life Select storable food. Again, it's 25-year shelf life, a ton of delicious recipes. Just add water and eat. And, of course, if nothing happens, if the coronavirus doesn't come back you know, roaring next winter, you just eat the food because it's got 25-year shelf life, so it gives you plenty of time to just eat it anyway and then maybe stock up later on if you want to. Save a ton of money in the process. We've got the one-year option, six-month, three-month, right down to the one-week supply of storable food that has 42 servings of emergency survival foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the amazing five-star reviews. Enhance your food security and support this network by buying the delicious storable food, 25-year shelf life, at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't delay. Again, you might need to wait up to 8 weeks, but you will definitely get it if you get in the waiting list now. Now, switching to big tech news, I wrote an article just before I came on air here this evening. It's up on summit.news. Psychologist, big tech will use subliminal methods to shift 15 million votes on election day. This is an issue we've talked about many times before, and this is something that Robert Epstein is so passionate about, that in this article, which I linked to, he emphasizes that he's not suicidal. Of course, he had the tragic accidental death of his wife in a car accident back in December, and Epstein himself in a tweet suggested it may not have been accidental simply because of the gravitas of the information that he's putting out when it comes to big tech manipulation. Remember, he's done the studies, and in fact in 2016 he did the study where he gauged that search engine bias and algorithmic manipulation to the point where a certain candidate is ranked above another on a Google search result, or a positive or negative story about that candidate is ranked above another on a Google search result, the algorithmic manipulation can shift millions of votes. He said it shifted 2 to 3 million votes in Hillary Clinton's favor back in 2016. He's now saying that number in 2020 could be five times as much. And he writes in his article, social media giants can shift opinions and votes in numerous ways that people can't detect by a wide variety of subliminal methods of persuasion that can in minutes shift the voting preferences of 20% or more of undecided voters without anyone having the slightest idea they've been manipulated. And all he's talking about is in what order certain stories are ranked in your news feed or in Google search results. We've had the massive scandal with YouTube, proven in triplicate. At one point on YouTube, which bear in mind is the second biggest search engine in the world, you could type in my name and not even find my videos apart from the ones debunking and attacking me. They got it down to that level of manipulation, where somebody with nearly 2 million subscribers on their own platform was completely blacklisted when you did an exact search for my name. Of course, Alex Jones was completely booted from there back in 2018. But in this article, Epstein talks about the leaked Google emails, which were published by the Wall Street Journal back in 2018, which exposed how Google engineers had sought to investigate how they could manipulate a user's ephemeral experiences to change their mind on the Trump travel ban. And again, he's talking about the fleeting moments we have every day when we view online content that's generated on the fly and isn't stored anywhere. News feeds, search suggestions. Remember the autocomplete suggestions back in 2016, where you could go on Bing, you could go on Yahoo, you could go on DuckDuckGo, any other search engine, and type in Hillary Clinton. The autocomplete suggestions would mainly be negative. You go on Google, they're all positive. Of course, what is it? Google has swallowed up now 75-80% of search traffic. And he writes in the article, no authority can go back in time to see what search suggestions or search results you were shown, but dozens of randomized controlled double-blind experiments I've conducted show that such content can dramatically shift opinions and voting preferences. He's talking about it shifting 15 million votes in the 2020 presidential election without leaving any kind of paper trail. He talks about Eisenhower's speech, the infamous military-industrial complex speech back in 1961, where, of course, he warned of a technological elite taking control. Now that technological elite in Silicon Valley is in control. They donate 95% of their money to Democrats, social media companies, their employees, 95% of their donations go to Democrats. They're in control. They're in control of the algorithm. The algorithm is king. Doesn't matter if you make a political ad to compete with your adversary's competing political ad. If Google decides not to show it, if Facebook decides not to promote it in your feed to your followers, they ain't going to see it. That's how they win. And again, he says, I'm not suicidal because of the gravitas of this information that he's trying to put out. But he cautions, quote, Republicans in general are likely to lose if we don't aggressively focus on algorithmic manipulation and indeed report it to the Federal Election Commission and Congress as election meddling. He's been harping on about this for the past 4 or 5 years, of course. Trump was monitoring the situation when we all got banned and nothing was done. Republicans haven't really done anything to address this. This is the biggest example of election meddling when you can change an algorithm to shift up to 15 million votes on election day. And he ran studies with the biggest democratic election in the world, the election in India. He found the exact same thing. It shifted 10 million votes during that election. And now Epstein is warning that it could shift up to 15 million on election day 2020. And nobody is really talking about it. It should be a way bigger deal than it is. Talking about social media manipulation, another headline here. Journalist suspended by Twitter after exposing Carlos Mazza's wealth hypocrisy. Of course, Carlos Mazza was the Vox journalist who tried to get Steven Crowder banned from YouTube because Crowder insulted him. We had that controversy back last summer. Well, now he was exposed. Mazza, again, he's a self-proclaimed communist. He rails against the rich. He literally talks about eating the rich. Well, New York Post journalist did an article, John Levine, exposing about how Mazza, again, rails against the wealthy, yet enjoys all the privileges of being from an extremely wealthy family. This guy's family has numerous mega mansions. His mother is rich. His mother's partner is probably a billionaire. So there was a big expose article by Levine on Carlos Mazza, this YouTube communist, showcasing how wealthy his family was. He showed one image. He tweeted one image of one of these mansions owned by Mazza's family, and the tweet was deleted. John Levine, the New York Post journalist, was suspended, obviously because they claimed it was doxing. And just the same as this manipulated media tag, which they're now using against Trump and his big supporters, but not using against Joe Biden when he puts out manipulated media, they're now saying that this was doxing, despite the fact that Mazza himself did the exact same thing when he posted an image of James Carville's home just last month. While complaining about Carville's wealth, Carlos Mazza faced zero action from Twitter. Last time I checked, John Levine's original tweets showing one of these mansions owned by Carlos Mazza's family, it was deleted. He was suspended. He had to delete the tweet in order to get access back to his account. So once again, with Silicon Valley, it's one rule for leftists and another for conservatives. They continue this election meddling manipulation. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away. Breaking news.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.